Praise the Lord. Message number 132. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 7, The Book of Life. We'll continue study in this message where God had said in His Word that He will blot out the name from the Book of Life. Let's turn our Bible to the Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 6. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 6. Verse 1, to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God, and put word and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Lord, captivate the heart of your people and raise up people to serve you wholeheartedly. I pray for revival. I pray that you call people to recommit themselves once again to serve you and to finish the work and to complete it of what they had received from you and what you had entrusted, Lord, to them. Lord, O God, whatever the purpose of sending this message in the life of your church, in the life of your people, in the life of your servant, let be accomplished in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In this message, as we have read, we find that the Lord is mentioning in verse 5 that he who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life. So we can understand that if they will not overcome, or if you will not overcome, God will blot the names from the book of life. When you receive Christ and you commit yourself to follow God and obey Him, your name is written in the book of God, in the book of life. But when you go back and put God not the first in your life, then you will be in danger of that. Your name will be blot out in the book of life. God here was warning the church, and this message to the churches, even to us today. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and 5, we can witness and we can read about the rapture of the church. So here, this warning is sent to the churches, is sent to us just before the second coming of Christ. As we are waiting for the Lord to come, God is sending His message to us. God is sending His message to His people. And He is warning them that if they will not do well, their name will be blotted out from the book of life. What is the what is God is upset about with this church, and why He say that I will blot out the names of those who does not overcome or who will not overcome from the book of life? What is the problem? We can read that in verse 2. He told them, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Their deeds is not complete. What they are doing is correct, but they did not finish the work. Their deed is not complete. They commit themselves, they promise God, Lord, I will do, and you start, and then you stop. You go back, or you put aside, or you delay, or you postpone. God does not approve such attitude and agree about it. And you are putting yourself in danger that your name will be blotted out from the book of life. Very clearly, you say, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. That is a very important warning for us as a church, for you who listen to the message. Sometimes you are deceived. You are committing yourself to God. You are not doing wrong things, but also you are not doing what is right. Anyone know what is good and does not do it? He is sin. He say in verse 1, I know your deeds, you are doing good things, or you have a good deed in the past, but that's not enough. He say you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Yes, you commit yourself to God, you get water baptized, you are giving your tithe to God, you are praying, reading your Bible. You think that's enough? That's not enough. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. There's no progress. You are not yielding yourself to the work of the Holy Spirit. Still you are holding. He say, wake up. It means that you are sleeping, you are slouching, you are regressing, you are going, moving backward. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. What the Lord is seeing in your life, He is seeing there is a deterioration. And if you will not take a step or certain decision to reverse what is going on in your life, you will become worse and you will regress more and more. This is a warning message. Many, they think that is acceptable, the way of life that they are living. Oh, we are busy with the family, we are busy with the children, busy with our work, and they put aside the ministry and the work of God, the visitation, the evangelism, they put it aside. That's where the Lord say, I found your deed or I did not find your deed complete in the sight of my God. In verse 3, he say, remember therefore what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. Every one of us, God will judge him of what he have heard and of what he had received. Whatever you have received and heard, you are accountable to God with it. If you are not aware of the things that God wants you to do, you are not accountable. You are forgiven. But if you come to know and cross it and know it, then you are accountable before God to do the things that God wants you to do. He say, obey. Don't be lazy. Don't procrastinate. Don't delay. Don't postpone. Obey it and repent. There is sin in your life. That's why you are not able to continue the things that the Lord entrusted you to do. In verse 4, he say, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. Soil their clothes is a sign of sin. They have blemishes. And that's why certain time you cannot complete the work and the ministry because there is sin in your life. Ambition, some desire, personal desire, personal motive. It will block you from continuing serving the Lord and make your deed not complete. So what you need to do? You need to repent of these things. Wrong motive, ambition, evil desires, all they have to repent of all that. Laziness, be diligent, watchful, wake up, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. That's what God wanted from you. God wants you to report again to serve Him as you were before. Diligent, faithful. And complete the work that He entrusts to you. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7 and verse 1, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. There are things that contaminate body and spirit, sin. That's why you are not able to complete the work. You need to repent of these things. Let us purify ourselves. Let us purify ourselves. So it is in your hand to get rid of certain sinful things so that you need to comply, obey, so that you will be able to finish the work that the Lord entrusts to you. The message is to the whole church. In general, God calling us back to repent and report back to the active service going on, preaching the gospel and making new disciples of all nations. God wants us to move and progress forward. In the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17, Paul said to the church, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. What is the message here? to our keepers, the message is to one person. In service, the message is to the whole church. Here, to the one who is slouching. What he is telling him? Complete the work you have received in the Lord. Complete the ministry. God is speaking to you directly. What I had given you, you did not complete it. Repent and obey, so that your name will not be blot out from the book of life. God wants us to serve Him wholeheartedly, so that you will be able to complete what the Lord had entrusted to us from service and ministry. In the book of Luke, chapter 14, the Lord spoke a parable. Luke 14, verse 28 to 30. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Now here the point here is the statement that he did not estimate well, so that he complete the work and finish it. Lack of stewardship, lack of planning is one of the reasons that make your ministry ineffective and incomplete. How to complete the work that the Lord entrusts to you? Sit down again and estimate and plan it once again. Remove the things that cause hindrances, and use your resources wisely, so that you will be able to complete what you have received in the Lord. In the book of 2 Corinthians and chapter 8, we are searching the scripture about the word complete, because the Lord say in book of Revelation, because he did not find your deed complete in the sight of God, there's a danger that your name will be blot out from the book of life. So we will find out from the scripture what are the things that we need to complete. And we had just discussed some of the points that hinder us from completing the work. What are the things that God wants us to excel and complete? We will read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And we know that 2 Corinthians chapter 8 speak about giving. But giving here, as we are going to read, is not only limited to finances, but to other aspects as well. Let's read. We will read and we will explain as much we receive from the Holy Spirit. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Here Paul is speaking to the Corinthians about the grace that the Macedonian churches they have received. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. In this verse, we find severe trial on one aspect, but we find the same people, they were overflowing with joy. So here, they have a trial, they have a problem, but they have joy. They did not complain or grumble and stop the work of God and stop the ministry. No, they continue. They have their joy to continue. And we find also in the same verse, there's extreme poverty. But this extreme poverty, they did not take it in a negative way, but they took it in a positive way. And they end up with a rich generosity. They were willing to complete the work entrusted to them. Verse 3, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able. They squeezed themselves. You know, they did all what they can so that they will give. And that's what we need to complete the work. As much as we can. Not only money. Not only time. Not only effort. But all what we have. Soul, body, and spirit. Strength, everything. For I testify that they give as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. No one forced them, no one told them why you are not giving. Themselves, they determined to complete the work that they have received in the Lord. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. They themselves, they approach Paul and they say, we will do this ministry with you. As they see Paul is hardworking, as they see the pastor of the church is hardworking, themselves, they go forward and present what they have, their life, and their belongings and material things to the Lord and to Paul. Verse 5, and they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. Paul say, more than what we expect, they did. They give themselves first to the Lord and then to the disposal of Paul, the apostle of God, the leader that God anointed and ordained to do the work. When they saw the Holy Spirit moving, when they saw Paul moving forward to save God, themselves, they saw the good example, and they were willing to accept the task and to complete the work. Even Paul was amazed, and the church was amazed about what the Macedonian churches did. So we urge Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. So here Paul starts to speak to the Corinthian church about themselves. He said that Titus, he started this initiative, so we will send him again to bring it into completion. We start with your ministry through Titus, and now we bring it into completion on your part. We need to complete the work. In verse 7, Paul told the Corinthian church, but just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. What are the things that we need to exit or complete from this verse? Faith. We should have a strong faith. Faith comes from God. But faith gets increased through trials. When you have trials, don't move away from God, but draw near to the Lord. In faith, in speech, excellent speech, not gossip and stories. The Word of God, evangelism, preaching, in knowledge, know the Word of God. Know the Bible well. And that's how our deed will be complete in the sight of God. In faith, in speech, in knowledge. What else? Complete earnestness. Earnest is that urgent to complete the work of God. The will of God is something urgent. Don't put it aside when I have time. You put God first. Not yourself. Not your personal things. Not your family things, but God first. And in your love for us. The love. God wants us to be also complete to love, especially to those who work hard, especially to those who serve the saints and lead the work of God in the right way. We need to show them love so that they will continue to do the work. What else? In giving. Material things, money, tithes, offering first fruit to support the work of God. So God wants you to be complete in faith, speech, knowledge, to be earnest in service, in love, and also in giving. Verse 8, I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. He said, there is no force. I am not forcing you. But I am just testing the sincerity of your love. I will compare you with others to see whether you will do better or they will do better than you. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty may become rich. Christ was rich, he became poor. In the same way, how to finish the work of God? We need to put aside ourselves and willing to suffer and share our life and what we have, so that others will come to know the Lord and get saved. And our deed will be complete in the sight of God. Verse 10, and here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. To complete the work is not that you give, but you have the desire. You desire it. And you must be willing. Now, verse 11. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. Now here, they have willingness. They are willing. But they don't have the desire to complete it. He is telling them, no, finish the work, so that your willingness to do it will be matched by your completion of it. It's not enough. You are willing. You desire. You work it out. You work out your salvation by completing the work. What you have received, remember what you have heard and received. Obey it and repent. Work out your salvation. Work out what you have received. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he has not. God knows what he had given you. And you are required to give so that the work that you entrust from the Lord will be complete. Non-willingness to finish the work and or no desire or putting things aside, procrastinate and pile it up for the future is sin, and God will judge you for that if you will not repent. Put God first and work out your salvation with fear and trembling, so that the Lord will not blot out your name from the book of life. You pray now, tell him, Lord, I am coming back to you. God is not that about to make a vow again, but what you had promised, that you complete. Tell him, Lord, I will complete what I promise you. Forgive me my laziness, slouching and regressing back and putting aside the things that you ordained for me to do. And now, Lord, I am coming fully to you. I will do what I had vow and a promise, Lord, to you. God, I pray for conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your church and your people. And I pray, Lord, that whatever they have vowed in their past, they will do. And Lord, ourselves as a church, we commit once again. And Lord, until we will do the great commission to go and make disciples, to go and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything you have commanded us. Lord, I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.